someone switch the computer? In the name of Jesus, I start to study the book of John with us. This is according to our theme, a life of prayer. We want to have 7 hours to study the book of John. And this is a book related to our faith and our doctrines a lot. Because when we mention about Jesus, who Jesus is, and his divine nature, his origin, all related to the book of John, our doctrines, our essential doctrines, foot washing, Holy Communion, water baptism, actually, all related to, based on the book of John, right? So when we have one very important verse we cite for water baptism, which is from the book of John, which verse? Anyone remember? 3:5? 3:5 is the born of water and the spirit. What else? Especially for water baptism.
Directly
related to our water baptism. The way we perform water baptism. The way. How a person have to gesture. John 19:30, yes. Jesus bowed his head, right? His head down. So this is an important verse to our water baptism. This is called Revelation. And also about foot washing, John chapter 13, right? Holy Communion. Holy Communion. And also the commission of the church, all related to this book. So it's very important. We have to study. And I think in the future, during the NYTS, we will also study even deeper. But for HTS, we have only 7 hours, so we can just briefly give some introduction and just briefly overview the chapters. Okay, so we will do our best to find out some important teachings in this HTS. About the author, the book, who is the author? John? Is John? Or any other disciple? Who is the author? We don't know, right? But we only know this author, he has very direct witnesses to the life of Jesus, because he followed the entire life of Jesus from beginning to the end. Even after Jesus' resurrection. Because from this book, we can see how this author, he recorded so much details about the teaching of Jesus, especially the teachings spoke to his disciples only. Just like a cross system, not to others, not publicly to all the Jews, but to his disciples. So many teachings, profound messages for his disciples. So these disciples is very, very blessed. This is called the disciple whom Jesus loved. Okay? So just In this book, from beginning, this actually chapter 1 verse 40, this is two disciples follow Jesus after they heard the introduction of John the Baptist to Jesus, right? And then just say one is Andrew, right? Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 40. Chapter 1, verse 40. One of the two which heard John speak and follow him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. How about the other? Who is the other? He just seems purposely cover himself. This is another disciple. He didn't show up. Right? But start from chapter 13. You can see this disciple whom Jesus loved appear again until chapter 21. So the verses, hopefully you can mark for yourself and you can take a note to know the verses. So when we read Bible, if you see the phrase repeat again and again, then just pay attention to it and just mark it. Make some note in your Bible as your own reference. So you will get familiar with your Bible and you know where to turn to the verses which you may need in the future. Okay? So from chapter 13, chapter 18, 19, 20, 21, you can see all this, the disciple whom Jesus loved. Okay? So we don't know actually the author. This disciple is anonymous. The book title says John, actually, was derived from the testimony of the early fathers. Some Bible scholars, they search, they study, and they come out with John probably is the one whom Jesus loved. Why? How do they come out with this conclusion? Can we find out in the Bible by ourselves also? Can we connect any other books which is related or very similar to the gospel, this gospel? Any book? The scholar, they must also have a clue, right? They must have something, resource to study, and then come up with a conclusion, and then they mark the title, The Gospel of John. Okay? Actually, we also can study. If we study the first John, second John, and the third John, we can see so many messages connect to each other. So from the first John, because there's a very clear statement of the author. So that's why the scholar, they come out with they propose this is the John's gospel about Jesus. Okay. But from this book only, we can see this the disciple whom Jesus loved. It could be you, right? If we are the one beloved by Jesus, we can also come up with our own witness about Jesus. Okay, so the author. From chapter 2, let's turn to chapter 2, verse 6. Chapter 2, verse 6. Chapter 2, 6. Sister Irene. Okay. So according to the manner of purification of the Jews, so the author must be familiar with their custom, the custom of Jew. So in this book, you can see he specially mentioned about their custom, no? The Jewish custom. So the author must relate it to Jew. It's not a Gentile. He will understand their custom, their way. Okay, let's turn to 18:28. This is another clue. It's very important. Related to their religion, their belief. 1828. Brother Matthew. Okay, so you can see here, this the Pharisees, the priests, they say they did not go into the praetorium lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. So because this is a feast of Passover, they're supposed to purify themselves, you know, abstain from all the unclean things. So they want to eat the Passover. If they defile themselves, they cannot eat Passover. So that's why these Jews, they don't want to go into the courtyard, right? So we can see the author, he must Jew. Also, he knows the places very well about where Jesus traveling around. So go to to Cana or Galilee, or everywhere, he can record the place location very well. Especially in the chapter 19, verse 13. 19:13, you can see here he turned to translate into the Hebrew, because at that time, you know, they are under control, under rule of Romans, right? 1913. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus out and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement. But in Hebrew, it's called Gabbatha. This is a place he specially understand the original name. So this is the disciple. From chapter 1, 46, chapter 5, verse 2, you can see he knows the location, the poor. So all the message give us understand, make it clear about the author. How about recipient? If we turn to 20:31. You know, once when we write a book or articles, especially for to introduce something to someone, we all have our target audience, right? Recipients. When the author he wrote this episode or this book, he must want to show something to someone. So John 20:31. Sister Shelley, can you read? Okay, so here he special say, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. You is the plural, not singular. For those who read the book, they may believe Jesus. He is the Son of God, right? So the author, actually, his intention is to introduce Jesus to all people. Because you, he includes so many different races, right? Jews, non-Jews, Gentiles, whoever. Because we, in the book, we can see how he translates some terms, especially the Hebrew term into Greek. Or he explained some Jewish custom to make everybody understand what is so-called Passover or Pentecost. You know? When you first read the Bible, when you see the Bible say the Pentecost, do you know what is the feast? What is the Pentecost? Do you know it? Probably not, right? Because in the church we have been so familiar with the terms. So one time I went to a church, and we also introduced, you know, how we should pray and how to receive the Holy Spirit. We always cite the Acts chapter 2 verse 4, right? Chapter 2 verse 1, on the day of Pentecost, and then we suppose everybody understand. But later, one sister, it's a sister, she just newly baptized in the church. She came to ask, what is the Pentecost? Because to her, she had no idea what is the Pentecost. In the church, we know because we do it, we understand this is a feast, special day. But to them, it's just like if you say Duan Wu Jie to American, they have no idea what is Duan Wu Jie, right? Even though you probably don't know, right? And this is a feast that you eat the zongzi, you know zongzi, right? So because it is a Chinese custom, if you know, then you understand. Likewise, this author, he explained Jewish custom. So chapter 4 verse 9, let's turn to chapter 4 verse 9, about how this interpersonal relationship between Jews and Samaritan. Chapter 4 verse 9. 4 verse 9, Jeremy. See here, for Jew has no dealings with Samaritans. So this, if he doesn't explain it, then we just read it and suppose it's just normal, it's nature, right? If someone comes and you ask, but he's special, not. This is very special too. The action of Jesus is very special. Because if disciple in that place, they will not talk to this Samaritan woman. But Jesus did. Okay? Alright, so this give us some ideas. The recipients, the author intended to introduce Jesus to everybody. How about the date? When this book was written, we can just speculate to guess according to some historical event. It probably after AD 70, but must be before 100, because if the author was John, then John passed away around 100. Okay? And according to the message, especially mention about the origin of Jesus. Jesus, he is God. He is Son of God. He is just like a man. Because Jesus hungry. Jesus wept. Jesus, he just behaved like a normal person, you and I. But at the same time, he actually come from the Father, from heaven. So we can get some idea. The author intended to focus, to emphasize Jesus, he is God. But at the same time, he is a man, the Son of God and Son of Man. Because in the late end of the first century, so many heresies actually invade into the church to confuse the disciples, the identity of Jesus. So you can see this gospel is very different from the other three gospels. Okay? It's because he wanted to clarify some very important concept about Jesus. Okay? The purpose of the book, 20-31. This is the summary of this book, the objective of the book. This was written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. What is the Christ mean? What does the Christ mean, Christ? The Christ means? Ivan. A savior. What else? Messiah is in Hebrews, the same term, actually, same thing, in different language only. What else? Christ. Sister. The Christ means the anointed one. The anointed one, okay? Anointed. So Gaozi means this is appointed, anointed by the Father, by God. Jesus, he is the Christ, the Son of God. And that believing, you might have life through his name. His name. So his name is Jesus, right? From beginning, he emphasized the name of Jesus. So in the beginning, in the middle of the John, and then end of the John, he always emphasized his name. So that's why when we baptize a person, we must emphasize the name, in the name of Jesus. We believe through this name we have eternal life. Okay? The theme. Each book we have to grasp the theme, the central message. This is the most important message. If we get it, then we can clear to divide and to know what we are going to learn. So, Jesus is the Christ, Son of God. Whoever believes in him have eternal life. It's just not, this. So John is not only to talk about the story of Jesus, more about you. Remember the hymn we just sang, 327? More about Jesus, or what? More about what? You go back to the hymn book, look at the lyric. You see, more about Jesus. We have to equip ourselves, not only for ourselves, but also for being able to preach, to introduce Jesus to others. Okay? There are many unique characteristics in this book. The first, from beginning, he introduced the origin. Jesus' origin is from above, from heaven. He is the Word, and the Word was made flesh. So you can see this book, just like the just like a Genesis. In the Old Testament, Genesis, in the first word, first verse, he declared, in the beginning, God created earth and heaven, right? Now, John, in the first, he said, in the beginning, there is a word. Okay, let's turn to 1, verse 1 to 3. There are similarities between Genesis and Gospel John. Verse 1 to 3, Sister, there's a sister in the corner. The sister, Dennis, Susan. Sister, your name, Dennis, right? Right? Please read. Dennis, John. Dennis, John, huh? John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Okay. So her voice is too soft. I have to read again. Okay. Hopefully you can read aloud. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word was God. And then he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. So, if you look at this verse, these three verses to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, can you connect it together? And then in John 1, verse 14, 1, 14. Alan. So embarrassed. Alan, please read. John chapter 1, 14. If you know you are going to fall asleep, you can stand up and then volunteer to read Bible aloud. Guarantee you will not fall asleep. Or you can come here to read with me, with microphone. Okay? We just learn a class of self-control. Remember? How are we going to control yourself if you are so tired? Find a way to make yourself awake, okay? All right, verse 14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. And then say, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the beginning, in Genesis, God created the entire universe for what? For his glory, isn't it? And then in this, God through God's creation, we as human beings, we are called the Son of God, the children of God. We enjoy the grace and the truth. Jesus, he come to from the Father to earth. Dwell among us for what? Bring the truth from his word. We receive life. because his word is spirit. In the Genesis, God used his word to create the universe, right? So his word, God's word is so powerful. It's almighty, make everything possible. From nothing to something. Same thing here in John. Jesus' word, yeah, he give us life. He create a new creature. So this is his origins from the Father. Bring us grace, truth, light, peace, joy, and then eternal life. Next, there are so many special topics which are not found in the other three Gospels. Can you identify some of the special unique features in this book? Foot washing. In where? Foot washing, where? Chapter 13, okay. So one is foot washing, yes. What else, sister? The Gospel of John, there are so many. You only find out the message only in John, not anywhere else, not any other place. Anyway, how many? I am, yes, I am. Seven I am, remember? Seven I am, only in the book of John. What else, brother? Kevin. Huh? Okay. So the resurrection of Nazareth. Yes. In chapter 11. Yes. This is very special, right? Only in John. What else, sister? Is there any answer? Something you can only find in John, not any other gospel. Brother, save your time. Don't waste our time. Oh, okay. So catch your fishes. Yeah? Yes? Yeah. Jesus appeared to his disciples, right, after resurrection, and Jesus concerned about their life. Sister, Catherine, in chapter 8, okay. This the woman committed adultery. Okay? Yes, it's special mention in this gospel. Okay, so many, huh? Yes. The word in the beginning, the origin of Jesus. The word become fresh only in John, right? I am only in John. Born again, you have to be born of water and of the Spirit, only in John. You cannot find this message from others, right? It's so obvious. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Helper, this this important promise of Jesus in John. Foot washing, of course. And especially on the cross, Jesus commissioned his disciple to take care of his mother. Right? So there are so many, just this, few for you to ponder. So when we study the Bible, just don't consider, oh, this I know already. No, we have to put our heart in and to study it. Carefully to compare it. If you look at the book of Luke, right? You may read similar parable or miracles which has been recorded in Matthew or Mark. Or in John, you can also try to analyze yourself how many miracles happened or you saw it in Luke or Matthew or Mark. Right? You have to put some heart into, then you have more understanding about the book. Let's turn another way. John actually emphasized Jesus' personal interaction with specific individuals. Jesus special talk to a person, just like a not a meeting. A meeting is so many people together. Just like apostles or disciples together, and then Jesus talked to the multitude. But in John, it's different format. Jesus talked to an individual. So like any example, Jesus talked to someone, especially say some truth to the person. Remember? In chapter 3, there's a man, Nicodemus, right? In chapter 4, who the person, huh? Samaritan woman, okay? In chapter 5, the man was sick for 38 years, right? Okay? How about in chapter 9, the blind man, right? Chapter 9. Okay. How about chapter 11? Martha, Mary, right? All these individuals, they resist this special interaction with Jesus because Jesus talked to them directly and say something true to them. It's very important. So this is just a few. If you count it by yourself, analyze, there are at least 27 individuals, they got a chance. Jesus talked to them, mentioned something to them. So you can see Jesus, he is so kind. He wanted to make sure everybody receive his salvation, understand his message. Because this is the purpose of his to enter this world. Okay? The only event found in the book. In chapter 2, Jesus, he cleansed the temple on his very early missionary. Because in the John, we can see Jesus, he observed the Passover three times. How do we know Jesus, he come into this world and preach for almost 3 years? Because according to John, we know Jesus observed three times of Passover. Okay? So that is the reason we understand Jesus, his time. So let's turn to chapter 2, right? Chapter 2, chapter 2, verse 13. Chapter 2, 13. The Jews' Passover was at hand. This is the first time. And then Jesus came to the temple, and he saw just the temple just like a marketplace, right? So he cleansed his temple. Then next, chapter 13. The second one. The second one, actually, chapter 6. Chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 4. Chapter 6, verse 4. This is the second Passover, right? And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Right? The second. And then the last one, chapter 13. Chapter 13. The Passover. I think it's in chapter 12. Chapter 12. Chapter 13, you can see the Passover. Especially in chapter 12, say, 6 days before the Passover. Mary brought this fragrance to anoint Jesus. Three Passovers. That's how we count Jesus, missionary on earth. Okay? So the first Passover, Jesus cleansed the temple. This event only happened in John. And the raising of the Nazareth, I think we mentioned this already. And foot washing, Jesus' intercessory prayer, the departing prayer, the entire chapter 17 record Jesus' prayer. You can see this is so unique, right? The author, he was with Jesus. So he can remember all the prayer. So much details what Jesus said. Okay. So this is a special unique, and also some significant event not found in the book of John, but in Matthew, in Mark, in Luke. Can we compare some? Last Supper. Last Supper. So the institution of the Holy Communion, right? Book of John. It doesn't mention about Holy Communion. How Jesus, instituted the Holy Communion, right? Okay, what else? What else? Brendan? Jesus' birth, right? So, he just, because John, he emphasized Jesus come from heaven, right? Just like from heaven. He doesn't mention about who gave birth of him. What else, sister? Special in the three Gospels, you see all have the similar description, but nothing in John. It's a very, very significant. You have to remember. Don't forget, sister. Jack. Alex. Huh? Parables. Very good. Just like Matthew chapter 13. It's a parables of heavenly kingdom. Nothing in John. Right? What else? Transfiguration on the mountain. Yes. 来 sister. Temptation of Jesus. Right. Temptation. Fasting and pray 40 days, 40 nights, and then temptation follow. Nothing mentions in John. So there are more. You can go to compare yourself to make yourself more interested about this book. Okay? So let's go out continue to the outline of the book. Okay. This is just some characteristics, the features of the book, and you give us some understand. The outline, actually, we can just use one verse to summarize. The summary of the Jesus commission, his missionary is here. Please turn to John 16:28. John 16:28. This verse divide Jesus' work or his life into four sections. And this four section we can use the sections to outline the book. John chapter 16, verse 28. What is the verse said? I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Okay? So this is the section, the outline. I came forth from the Father. From beginning, He is this God, the Creator. The world became flesh into this world. So, chapter 1, verse 1 to 18. This is the introduction, prologue of the entire book, to identify who Jesus is. Okay? And then, the next section, from verse 19 of chapter 1 to chapter 12. This whole section, whole bunch of the chapters mentioned about Jesus have come into the world. He came into the world for what? For what? To preach. Right? To perform signs and wonders, miracles, to prove who he is. He come from the Father. He brought grace and truth into the world. Whoever believes in him will have eternal life. Okay? And then after he finished, so chapter 12, the end of chapter 12, it's a transition, because from chapter 13, Jesus' message only talked to his disciples. So if we turn to chapter 13, you can see this a message from the Passover. Passover, the Last Supper, they close the door, right? Only these 12 with him, just like a family, a big family, his own household. And then Jesus washed their feet, and then said to them, I give you a new commandment. You have to love one another. And Jesus said, I'm going back to Father. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And then after I have prepared, I will come again, return to bring you there. Right? And then Jesus said, you have to always abide with me in my love, in my word, in my spirit. And I will abide with you forever. Chapter 15, chapter 16, all mention about Jesus' message to his disciples. So, because this is a section to prepare Jesus' departure. He is going to leave this world. After he finished the work, then he will ascend into the heaven. So, and then I go to the Father. So chapter 20 and 21, after resurrection from the dead, he appeared specially in the glorious form, spiritual body, to his disciple, show them his work. He's commissioned them to do. You have to continue to do, just like continue this salvation to establish the church, right? So this is our night, and we will continue in the afternoon. Okay, let's pray in silence. Amen.